Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We need to find out about extremely local news, so please welcome Jen Sabella, Director of Strategy and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. Hey, Jen.
Hey, Wendy, how are you?
I'm excited, and you should be too, because you have your first ever block party coming.
We do. We've been talking about having a block party since we launched more than 6 years ago, and we are finally having one on Saturday, September 7th at the McCormick YMCA in Logan Square. It is a free all-day event from noon to 8 p.m. There are kids' activities, there are bands, lots of food, beer, more than 60 vendors from across Chicago, and we'll also have some iconic newsmakers like the urban historian Sherman Dilla Thomas, who everyone knows from TikTok, and Alligator Rob, who is the guy who came in and caught Chance the Snapper back in 2017.
Feels I can't like forever believe ago. You booked him. I really can't. That is a huge score.
He is a good friend of Block Club, and he will be there to take all your questions about animals. He is a very smart guy, very nice guy. You can get a photo taken with him. It's totally free, and we have a VIP package available if you want some extra food and some Block Club swag. And you can learn all about it on our website, blockclubchicago.org. But it's going to be a blast. Highly recommend coming out, bringing the family. It's right off the 606, so if you're out for a walk, you can just hop off the trail and pop in and check it out.
I may come to see Sherman Dilla Thomas because I love Six Vigadilla, and I may at 4:30 come to play games with John Hansen.
that would be delightful. WGN's own John Hansen.
Yes, exactly. All right. So, yes, you can find out info about Block Club Chicago's first Block Club Block Party at blockclubchicago.org. And the Chicago Sky unveiled a new mascot. I saw this.
Yes. The thing that I thought was the funniest about the new Sky mascot, who is Sky the Lioness, is the story behind it, which was a lot of fans had been pushing to oust the longtime mascot, Sky Guy, who was like a superhero, but he couldn't fly. And apparently his sisters played basketball. That was his backstory. A lot of fans became infuriated by Sky Guy, mostly because they were like, this is a women's basketball team. Why can't we have a female mascot or just a mascot that better represents the team? So one fan started printing stickers that said no more Sky Guy, and it took off. It went on Coach Jackie's TikTok. She's a pretty huge TikToker who talks about women's sports, and it went up to Emmy and Peabody award-winning journalist Sarah Spain. People just started sounding off on social media, and this guy answered their prayers with Sky the Lioness, who made her debut appearance at the game last night at the Wintrust Arena. So, this is a big deal for Sky fans. We talked to some who said they are thrilled that Sky Guy is no more. Sorry, Sky Guy, but
you're out of here.
There's a Lady Lioness in charge now.
I love it. And finally this morning, you learn a lot at blockclubchicago.org, and there's some history behind a diner in Bridgeport. Tell us about this, Jen.
This is such an amazing story. We actually assigned a reporter just to do a basic story on a new diner taking over the old Bridgeport restaurant that had been in the neighborhood for decades. And the owner of the new diner said, well, here's some backstory. In 1979, his family was attacked outside of Bridgeport Restaurant for being black in a predominantly white neighborhood. People came after his father with baseball bats, and his dad tried to run into Bridgeport Restaurant for help, and the staff would not let him in. Just a horrifying story, and it shows how much Bridgeport has changed over the years, now a very diverse community. And now that restaurant is Stussy's, and it is run by that family, the family that was attacked back in 1979. They have turned it into a retro-style diner. It's so cute in there. It's bright pink. They have all the classic diner food, really delicious looking pancakes and omelets, in addition to some unique menu items. But that backstory, we were just shocked. Our reporter came to us and said, wow, this is more than just a diner opening story. So highly recommend checking out Stussy's Diner. Just a great story of, you know, overcoming adversity and overcoming this negative part of Chicago's past, and shows how the neighborhood's really, really diversified and become more welcoming.
Yes, and that's Stussy's, S-T-U-S-S-Y apostrophe S. Do you have the address on that? Is this 3500 South Halsted?
3500 South Halsted. It is a new look, but still has that diner vibe. So, I had gone to Bridgeport Diner, you know, when I was a kid. I had no idea about this history. So you learn something new every day in Chicago about its history, for good or for bad.
Right, and that's why I found Sherman Dilla Thomas originally back on Instagram, and he was on TikTok. I learned so much from him about our city, and he is an amazing deal who's going to be at your block party. So congrats
exactly.
on that.
He's a treasure, so highly recommend his bus tours as well. You learn so much about the city. I was born and raised here and never knew half the stuff that he told us.
I know, it's pretty incredible. All right, well, Jen, thank you so much. We look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, Wendy. Hope to see you at the block party.